Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it is Indie Jazz Wednesday. Actually, Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday. And I am here at the, I'm on the ones and twos, I guess. It doesn't call it the ones and twos. Actually, I'm doing the lead today for the next 2 hours. I'm playing blues, classic blues, indie soul, because what you just heard, of course, from the lovely Miss Carlita Duran from her Kismet Green album. I love that. I always play that song. I love that. Wardell loves that song. Of course, that is I Guess. And also, we got some jazz music. Let's see. I might throw in some Herbie Hancock, some Quincy Jones, some Miles Davis, some Robert Glasper. You know how that goes. And but, hey, I can't do this without my partner, of course. He is here. The infamous. Are you on the road yet? First of all, let me ask that question.
Absolutely,
are you on the road?
Absolutely.
I got my partner Cordell on the phone lines. Yes. What's up, man?
We just made it into the state of Louisiana, and man, it's beautiful out here. They have grass. You know what it is. It's just amazing because I come from states where it's dry, you know, like, especially if you go through Arizona, it's dry. And now, you know, Texas, we got a lot of rain lately, but not like Louisiana. We don't get that kind of rain. And so, man, oh, man, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Hey, what's happening, everybody? How you doing? Don Fleming's running the show today, and we are so blessed. Man, oh, man. That I Guess song is just, it made me so happy when it came on. It feels so good. I love her stuff. You got to get her back.
Got to, man. She's a sweetheart, man. She is a sweetheart. But, man, yeah, I'm leading the way again for the next 2 hours. Again, I'm going to play indie music, indie soul music, classic blues, because you never know, I might take it all the way to Robert Johnson and Lightning Hopkins and B.B. King and artists like that, and also jazz. I did mention probably some Chick Corea, because I know you love Chick Corea, and Chick Corea, so we definitely might have them for the next 2 hours. Man, be safe on the road. Is there anything you want to go ahead and add since you are on the road or whatever before we go ahead and get the show started?
Yes, I want to give a shout out to Greg. He's getting better. You know, he had a seizure.
Yes,
in the beginning of the week. And so we're just praying that he is going to have a full recovery. And but I know he's getting better, so thank God for that. And we just want to pray that the pain goes away completely. We're still praying for Charlotte, his buddy, and we're praying for the family of Chloe. So God bless all of our brothers and sisters around the world and all your different situations that you all are going through. Solar Records Radio are still here and still praying for you. So praise God, and I'm grateful that Greg is getting better. And he'll be back in full swing. So go ahead and do your thing, Mr. Don Fleming.
Hey, no doubt. Well, I tell you what, man, we'll come back and check in with you every now and then. You're concentrating on that road, so definitely be careful on that road. But I want to go ahead and start off with one of my favorites, of course. Give me a little funk and jazz from the 1970s. Of course, this is classic Blackbirds. Name of the song you hear in the background is called Dreaming About You. You guys keep it locked right here, because guess what? It is Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday on Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Make you Ain't nobody seeming know me. Everybody pass me by. I believe I'm sinking down.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, that was your guy, man. Go ahead and you know that's El Bozo, and it's one of your favorite artists. Go ahead and let him know who that man, who that gentleman is. Of course, he is an ancestor now, but go ahead and introduce the song. Who did I just play, man?
Chick Corea, my guy. Hey, man, oh, man, when you played it, I just got so excited. I
love that song. I love that album. I love that album cover. I love that. I do. Of course, before that, took it all the way back. Crossroad Blues by Robert Johnson, one of the first, it was a lot of first recordings before that, but one of the kind of the mainstay recordings from the king of the Delta Blues. Of course, you know, the guys, the whole story, he went to the crossroads and made a deal with the devil to learn how to play the guitar. You know how the story goes. You had the Robert Johnsons, you had the Bessie Smith, you had Ma Rainey, just a lot of those back in the 20s and 30s, and it's just an amazing. Then going into the late 30s and 40s with Lead Belly and Sonny Boy Williamson, both versions, because there was two. There was Sonny Boy Williamson 1 and Sonny Boy Williamson 2. Just a lot of great music from that era. And, you know, the crazy part of it, and I try not to make light of that. Started off the block. I'm going to come back. But I started off the block with a classic by the Blackbirds from 1977, Dreaming About You. I love that. That's a funk jam, jazz, a little jazz fusion from the late 70s. I love that album cover. I guess they're getting ready to – they're in their stance getting ready to run track. They're on the track and field, you know. But I love that album cover too, but going back to the classic blues, the crazy part of it is, I mean, you had a, you know, understanding again. I don't want to you know, down people. I don't want to be that Debbie Downer, but I do want to give kind of historical relevance to, you know, the times. Of course, understanding what people went through, understanding the segregation, understanding at the time when Robert Johnson wrote that song, the legend goes when he recorded that song, one of his family members was actually lynched a week earlier, like 3 miles down the road, you know, 3 or 5 miles down. Of course, I could be getting the story a little blurry there, but yeah, you know, this is what was going on, and to have that resilience and make the music that you were making, and try to at least have some level of fun, you know, and enjoy it and have those moments where, you know, there was a thing called Hokum Blues where, you know, a lot of people, Hokum is basically talking about using curse words and sexual, I mean, just flat out sexual connotation. Well, not really connotation. It was just overly with the, you know, the body parts and things like that, and just having fun and talking about a woman's this and a man's this. And, you know, it was just, it's just crazy how, that, that is able to, we were going through that, how we was able to persevere. And again, I have nothing but the utmost respect for the ancestors that was able to go through that, go through this open prejudice and open racism to make this music. And again, I'm a lover of history. I absorb that history. And again, I don't take what they did for granted, you know. So, but anyway, that's my two cents, man. I hope I didn't bore you guys with that. So.
Oh no, it's good. It's a good story. We love it and appreciate it, man. And you know, and that's part of your history right there.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and I apologize.
So
we are on the road here.
It's okay. Guys, for those that are just tuning in, Wardell's on the way to the Big Easy. He's in Louisiana. Of course, the Big Easy, New Orleans. So he's going down there to handle some business or at least have some fun. So, of course,
let me let me share.
Oh, okay.
Let me just share.
Please.
Real fast. So the reason we're going there is for multiple reasons. I don't like to go anywhere, first of all. I'm a homebody, and I just rather stay home and do music and, you know, just music. I'm a homebody. I've been in love with my music all my life, and I've been doing it all my life. And so it's hard for me to change. But my wife is, you know, insisting on going somewhere. And I don't blame her. You get bored just stuck in the house all the time. And I'm the one in love with.
Mm-hmm.
I thrive on it. So I kept on saying, no, I don't want to go here. I don't want to go there. And so finally I said, okay, yeah, we can go to New Orleans. That's not too far away. And then next thing I know, it was right here. It was time to go. I was like, man, that came up quick. So here we are going to New Orleans. But also we have my single is coming out this weekend. So it's another good reason to go and celebrate. Buckle Up is the name of the single. And it's coming out featuring Phoenix.
Yes,
and,
congratulations on that. Yes, yes.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. And it's going to be on all the major platforms, and you can download it and stuff. So, and if you want to go and hear, you know, buy any more of my music, you know, God willing, you can just go to SolarRecordsRadio.com, and I have more songs on there that's going to be on the album that you can download. But, you know, we are excited about this new single. We have a new distribution company. And so we're looking forward to just seeing what they do and get it in the stores and get it out there. And we're just very, very excited. But also, in addition, this Sunday is Father's Day. And so, you know, trying to get they all mixed up together. So it was really worth the while to go on this trip and getting away. And it's not raining because it was raining crazy. You and I had the kind of the same weather, Don, and the rain is just so much rain at once all of a sudden. And so now it's finally let go, lightened up after a couple of months of just rain all the time. And so here we are.
Indeed.
We are now out.
Indeed.
Yeah, so we're getting out the house. By the way, I want to thank you guys who know that my wife fell at church, and she fell forward and hit her face on the ground. We rushed her to the hospital and made sure that she didn't have any internal bleeding, no concussion and everything. So everything came out good. She's good.
Thank
good
God.
To go. She's like Greg, just a little in pain now and trying to get better. So that's where we are. Oh, don't forget, we're still praying for Astrid as well over at, where's Astrid? You know what country Astrid's in? Do you know what
Amsterdam.
Country she's in? Amsterdam,
yeah.
Right. So we're still praying for Astrid as she is, you know, still going through, you know, after chemotherapy, you know, there's a lot of stuff that happens to your body. It's trying to recover, and that stuff is still in the system, and it takes a minute. So we want to make sure we keep her in prayer as well. And anybody else that needs prayer, we will pray for you. If you want to, you know, go onto our website at SolarRecordsRadio.com and leave us a message, a private message. We could, you know, read your message and pray for you. We do appreciate you guys here. And so it's time to let Don Fleming get back to his. He is grooving, man. Don, I love the music you play, man. So thank you and keep on doing it. I know a lot of people are confused with that Chicoria song, but guys, you got to know. That music is
El
Boto. I grew up on it.
I love Chick Corea, man.
Chick Corea, yeah, he inspires so many jazz musicians, keyboardists, just always in love with him because he was phenomenal. And we lost him, I think he was about 83 years old. And so hats off to Chick Corea. God bless you. Rest in peace. That was about a year or so ago. And so we're going to keep playing his music as long as we can. So thank you guys again. Thanks, Don, for letting me explain to them why Solar is on the road right now. We're going to be doing our Throwback Thursday out of Louisiana. We are downtown Louisiana. Hopefully we're not on a ship, but we're going to be out. I don't know what the schedule is, but I want to do the show from the ship if we have to. But we'll figure it out. I'll talk to Don and see what we can work out. But God bless you guys. Thank you so much. We're not going on a cruise.
No doubt.
Don. It's just part of the weekend thing that we're doing.
Yeah. I understand.
Yes.
Well,
bye.
No problem. Well, hey, you guys focus on the road and everything, and we'll get back to you momentarily. But let's go ahead and keep this music going. Of course, it is Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday, every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m. Let's go ahead and keep this music going from the Rod album from 2001. This is music from Boney James and Dave Hollister, Something Inside. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
I'm in memory. Don't say goodbye, baby. Listen, I took the long way home. I had to ease my mind, 'cause there was something in the case that just didn't feel so right up. And it's nothing I can explain.
Hard Records Radio. Of course, it is Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday. Of course, what you heard from 1976 all the way back, that's about almost 50 years ago, man. That's like 47 years ago. That's music from George Benson. Of course, that is Breezin'. Before that, I had to hook up that Sita Bae. I love this young lady. We've got to get her on the show very soon. Of course, Sita Bae featuring Devin Morrison and the legendary Herb Alpert. Oh, man, that trumpet, that solo was just amazing. And, of course, I started off the block from the Ride album from 2001. Of course, Boney James, wonderful saxophonist, you know. I was a saxophonist myself in my former years. Of course, that Something Inside featuring Dave Hollister. excuse me, had a little lump in my throat. But anyway, Wardell, man, what you think of that block?
Amazing. You know, for me, it is driving music, and so I'm enjoying it. Thank you. It's like keeping me company. I'm having a good time. And I don't get to switch the station. It's not like this is the traditional radio, because then the commercial come on and then you get lost, and then that's when people usually switch the station. But we don't have commercials, so this is fun.
Perks of being on Solar Records Radio, I guess. That's the perk.
Yeah.
No commercials. But hey, what we do is we call on the listeners. Of course, for those who support the show, of course, you can go to WardellPodsJr.com. If you want to donate to the show, you want to get some cool merchandise. If I'm not mistaken, SolarRicketsRadio.com, right? That page is back up, isn't it?
Yes.
SolarRicketsRadio.com, yep. And also we do have a Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio, all one big word. So thank you guys for donating, and just an amazing group of listeners that love music, that love, you know, I don't want to say, oh, they love real music, but music that we play, we try to be as genuine as we can, especially, you know, our tastes are kind of the same. Oh, we always kind of rip each other. I mean, I always mess with him for playing Bruno Mars all the time, but it's all good. I love, I'm a fan of Bruno. But no, man. It's Wednesday, and of course, I know it's Wednesday, and of course, you know what that means. A lot of indie soul, a lot of blues, and every now and then give you some classic blues. And of course, we got All That Jazz Wednesday every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you tune in and support the page on Solar Records Radio on Facebook. If you like the page, if you on Facebook, like the page, tell a friend to like the page. You know how it goes. You know the whole routine. But I played one of the greatest instrumentals of all time with George Benson, Breezin'. It's just something about that sequence. It's something about that beginning sequence. It's like birds chirping, and it's like you're waking up. You know, I just get that feeling that you're waking up for some reason. I don't know, man. Of course it's that, but it's all, to me, it's about that very beginning. It's like you wake up in the morning and you're smelling the fresh air, and you're getting out of bed ready to get your day started. It's just that moment, man.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. When I hear that, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, when I hear that, it just makes me, I'm just happy.
It's a happy song.
Yeah, that chord progression is so uplifting. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, oh, yeah. I think that was
well,
a song for him, man.
I guess it's only fair, Wardell, to, you know, we came out this one in the instrumental. I want to start the block off with another instrumental, one of the baddest instrumentals of all time, of course, taking you back all the way back to my birth year, 1974. Of course, what you hear in the background is none other than Kool & the Gang, and it's almost, well, actually, it's right about that time. This is Summer Madness, because we are celebrating, well, actually, we're getting ready into summer. Are we in the summer yet? I don't know.
Yes, yes. The kids are out of
we're
school.
In summer. Okay, okay. Yeah. Summer Madness. You guys keep it locked right here. Yeah. Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday on Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked.
Shotgun. Oh, I ain't gonna start a shooting again. Go bring me my shotgun. You know I just gotta start shooting again. Gonna shoot my woman. 'cause she's fooling around with too many men. Full of shells. Yes, go bring me my shotgun. Yes, man, in a pocket full of shells. Kill that woman. I'm gonna throw her in that old deep dug well. Hide her from everybody, they won't know what's yet. Shotgun, it just won't fire.
of course, it is Indie Jazz, actually Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday. That was music from Rashawn Patterson, 1997, one of my favorite songs called Spend the Night, very jazzy. If you guys, for all you 80s kids, I guess 70s and 80s kids, you guys remember the show Kids Incorporated. He was the young brother from the show Kids Incorporated from, I think, 1984 to, like, 1990, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but Rashawn Patterson went on and had a brilliant kind of independent soul jazz career. Just an amazing young brother. And still out there doing it, man. That young brother, I think he's older than I am, but it is what it is. Of course, that was Spend the Night, Rashawn Patterson. Before that, Bring Me My Shotgun from Lightning Hopkins. I love that song. I love the words of that song. Now, don't try this at home, kids, but it's a great song. Of course, it's all about the blues, man, all about the classic blues. I'm not mistaken. I think 1947, I didn't get the year. I got my years off on the blues, so forgive me on that. But if once I get the correct year, I'll let you guys know. Of course, Bring Me My Shotgun from the legendary Lightning Hopkins. And, of course, started off the block from 1974. Great instrumental. Again, another great instrumental. Of course, the last song I played on that last block was Breezin' by George Benson. And I started off this block with Coolin' the Gang, Summer Madness. And, of course, we are approaching summer. Are we already in summer? But anyway, it's mood music, you know? And this block was about mood music because, hey, Bring Me My Shotgun, if you're feeling some type of way, you know, that song's appropriate for the moment. So,
oh my God!
Not saying anything too much.
I gotta say, the blues is really hilarious. If you listen to the words in the blues, I mean, good gracious! Hey, this guy is talking about I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna kill her. I mean, yeah. And then he said, "Well, the reason why I haven't killed you is my gun once doesn't work." It's like, but who would be crazy enough to stay with someone who's threatening their life anyway? So it's like, you guys are living in such a bad situation. No wonder you got the blues. Lord have mercy, I want to kill each other. That is just, I mean, I don't know.
I get where you're coming from, man. I get where you're coming from.
The reality of their situation is the reality of a lot of people's situations, because you could be in a bad situation with somebody that's just a little over the top, right? Just a little crazy.
Right.
But what happens is their craziness becomes your norm if you don't do anything about it. So then to you it's normal, but to them, I mean, but to everyone else, you're crazy for being in a relationship. That man is like, I know someone was throwing his girlfriend's clothes out the door every time they got into an argument. It was throwing them outside. I'm like, guys, why would it be okay for him to throw your clothes outside? And then you forgive him, and then he turns around and does it again the next time you argue. Like, after a while, I'll be like, okay, I'm done with you. You're crazy. Who's going to say? But now that's become her norm. His craziness is her norm now, so it's just normal. That's not normal behavior. Throw your clothes outside every time you get into an argument. That is not normal, you know. But it's now her normal because she never made the adjustment, the proper adjustment. And to me, the proper adjustment is saying, this is not going to work. I can't be with someone that's that crazy. That is, you know, that's a little. I mean, all the whole neighborhood see my clothes outside. Come on. That's just a little too much for me. So, anyway, but I hear these things in the blues songs all the time. I'm going, oh my God. Like, there's a song that I have Teddy Lee Hooker on there talking about when he came home. You know, he met this girl in the club, and when he came home, you know, he woke up the next morning with her, and he said, "What happened to your hair you had last night?" "Well, she took it off."
Oh, Lord.
"What happened to your leg? She took it off." "What's going on here? I mean, she took off everything. What happened to your blue eyes? I took them out." That's a crazy song. It's a crazy song. And I remember playing. I played with Teddy Lee Hooker live. And I was like, man, that is the craziest song ever. Man, never heard. What kind of crazy
is it
song
ever?
Is that? And I'm like, what is going on here? So the blues, if you listen to the lyrics of the blues, some of those songs are hilarious. That's what I was trying to get back to.
Hey, you know what? And it is. It really is. And again, it's how you interpret it. Howlin' Wolf was a, how should I say? Howlin' Wolf was, Lightning Hopkins was very, he was very honest with a lot of, you know, me and my wife had our radio show and we played classic blues. Like, we learned some things from this man. I mean, just the lyrics to some of his songs. And he was, I'll just say, he was brutally honest. He was brutally honest how he felt at the moment. He held nothing back. And, and of course, you hear stories of a lot of blues artists that would, you know, at the time, you know, the times, you know, they would talk crazy to policemen. You know, "Look, I got a show. What's going on? You know, why are you stopping me? You know, yeah, I know this is a sundown town. What you going to do? What, you going to kill me?" You know, I mean, it's these stories that you hear about how the bravado of a lot of these blues artists that were in these, you know, in those difficult times. And I guess they had to at least put that strength in their music. You know, and I think that's period. It's all genres, putting a certain level of strength in the music. And again, Lightning Hopkins, Little Walter, Muddy Waters, Willie Dixon. I mean, all of these artists, like Coco Taylor, you know, Denise LaSalle, you know, all put the strength in their sexuality in a lot of this great music, man. I mean, really, there's no exception to the rule. Again, it's all subjective at the end of the day. So, but anyway, don't get me started, Wardell. Don't get me started.
Okay,
we got
wait.
Go ahead. You got something to say?
Well, I was just going to just real quickly ask you the indictment of the first time we ever had a president indicted on a federal charge. That was crazy. I don't understand, like, why, you know, first of all, the Republican Party, like, first of all, I just want y'all to know I'm apolitical. I don't have a party. I am just American. And I vote for who I think is capable. I don't vote for you because you represent a color. I vote for you because I think you represent America. Okay? Mm. Not because you're a Republican or not because you're a Democrat, but because you're an American and I think you're capable of doing the job. My wife and I are both the same way. And so I don't get in, I don't understand how, you know, people think that the Republicans are saying that, you know, not all of them, just the extreme, because the moderates are disagreeing with the extreme Republicans right now. They are having a problem.
Where are the moderates, though?
The moderates are going, They're basically saying...
Don't get me started. Go ahead.
if he's been charged for these things, he's in trouble, and we can't. I don't want a president that's constantly running from illegal or that's constantly in legal trouble with the government.
Mm-hmm.
I just cannot see anyone running for president. That's what the moderates are saying. But the extremists going, no. They said it's not fair because Hillary Clinton got away with it. Hold on. Hillary Clinton did not get away. As a matter of fact, if you remember that Comey came in and said that they are investigating her right in when people were about to vote. Right before they started voting, he came and said that this lady won the popular vote, but she lost the election, and it was probably because the government stepped in. So she lost her presidency. So don't say she didn't get charged and it's not fair. It is completely fair. She lost the presidency. Donald Trump may lose his freedom. They are both guilty of whatever they did. They both both of them paid a price. How about that? They are both paying a price. Clinton lost the presidency, and we don't know what's going to happen with Trump. But you can't say it's not fair. Biden's situation, he's still under investigation. So you don't know what the outcome is. So how can you even say that it's not fair? And Pence is finished. They decided, you know what, he cooperated. He didn't try to hold and keep the documents and make it say they belong to him. He gave them back. So there's no reason to prosecute them. So the system is fair if you just let it work. But when you keep on trying to destroy the system, you're trying to destroy our democracy. Therefore, you're going to destroy our country. Y'all need to just relax and let the system do what it's got to do. And this is the strangest thing. You guys are the lawmakers, and you're acting like children. Y'all created the laws, and now you're fighting about the laws. So I had to get that out. I'm finished.
I'm gonna remain silent. Let you go ahead and get it out. But again, how I feel about it. I'm a little bit, it's not about political parties with me. I try not to compartmentalize. That's what a lot of people do because it's almost like playing for a team, and you have a team mindset because it's like if you're on this team, you're against this team. So I try not to, because I can tell you read the Democrats for filth. Just as much as I can read the Republicans. But I think as far as what I grew up, in a Southern Baptist, pretty conservative household. But at the same time, I was able to, at a young age, get out of my hometown and visit different cities and and absorb different walks of life at a young age. So I was blessed to do that. So I'm a little more as quote unquote progressive minded when it comes to that. So I'm, you're a leftist. You lean this way. I don't have time. I don't try to get into those type of arguments, but at the same time, you ask me, I'm going to tell you. The whole fiasco with Trump, 37 federal counts, 37, and this is federal. So, and then you have, you got Georgia coming up, you got D.C. coming up. So, I mean, this man is going to be, he's going to be in a ton of trouble. I mean, we'll see what happens.
You still got New York coming up again. That's whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
So
he can't get a pardon through state.
You can't.
He can't get. You can only get a pardon through through federal. So.
Right.
But anyway, we'll see how this whole crap show goes.
He's in so much trouble. It's not like he just did one thing and, okay, we can forgive him. he's got so many things against him because he's doing so many crazy things. And also, I want to get back to what you said in terms of team stuff. You know, the team thing. The team. Listen, we are all one team, but sometimes you have crazy people.
People don't. You don't realize
And you got to pull them.
Don't realize that.
And you got to pull them aside and say, "Hey, look what happened with Jordan. Look what happened with Chicago. They won a championship, but they had to pull Rodman to the side and say, are you crazy? Stop going, you're going to Vegas and just wasted, hanging out with all these girls. We got a real plan. You just decided to take a vacation in the middle of the season. Are you crazy?" Sometimes you have crazy people on your team, and you got to figure out a way to how to manage that. That's what the leaders of the team do. They lead. That's what we need the leaders of our country to do, is to lead. Get to the teammates that are a little cuckoo, sit them down, and sit down both sides if you want with the cuckoos on both sides, and tell them, get them in line, because it has to be about the country first, not your personal.
You are on fire. You are on fire, because we're going to get into this conversation. We're going to talk for the next 40 minutes. We got 40 minutes left of the show. And again, we're gonna probably talk about this tomorrow, because you're pretty much winding me up. So I'm giving you fair warning. Tomorrow on Throwback Thursday, your afternoon drive, we're gonna have a little conversation, Wardell. So be ready for it. Just be ready for it. But anyway,
we got
39 minutes left of the show. Let's go ahead and keep this show going. Of course, I talked about, I actually said Howlin' Wolf. That's what I'm gonna play. I wanna take you back. 1959. This is Smokestack Lightning. You guys keep it locked right here. Indie Blues and All That Jazz on Solar Records Radio.
Yeah, but don't you hear me cry? Woo.
Radio, giving you a little easy listening, a little soft rock, easy listening jazz from 1981. That's music from Lee Ritenour. Name of the song is called Is It You? I love that, love that. Of course, Lee Ritenour, I grew up listening to. There was a song he did called Mr. Briefcase that I absolutely loved. You guys get a chance to check it out. I love that joint. Of course, before that, music from the late great, another saxophonist who's gone too soon, the late great Art Porter. He is a hometown favorite. Of course, he is a native son of Little Rock, Arkansas. Of course, that was from the album Lay Your Hands on Me from 1996. It's called One More Chance, featuring the lovely Miss Layla Hathaway, and of course started off the block from 1956. Music from the late great Howlin' Wolf. Of course, it is Smokestack Lightning. Gave you a little gave you classic blues, gave you some modern, some jazz, and then some easy listening jazz at the end. So I'm trying to mix it up a little bit. I'm trying to do a Wardell, you know. We got Wardell on the phone lines. Of course, he is on the road. What's up, man?
Is it you, man? I love that song. Good gracious, so smooth.
Is it you?
So perfect. Yes.
Got me singing it.
Oh,
now. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh. It's all good. It's all good. Anyway, man, I just want to say thank you again for just doing an amazing show. Really enjoy it. I love it. Something about you and Indie Jazz Wednesdays really go together. I think you really like this. I mean, you know, I hear you doing the other stuff.
I do.
Too,
I like every show I do. Come on now, give me a little credit. I like every show I do. I try to give my own what's the word I'm looking for? I give my own panache to the show, whether it's Solar Wants to Dance, whether it's Indie Jazz Wednesday or Indie Blues and All That Jazz. Or even your show, doing your afternoon drive on Throwback Thursday. So, you know, celebrating the legacy of Solar every Friday. I try to give it, you know, everyone's like, well, we know what he's going to play, and we know what he is. I don't want the listeners to be like, okay, we know what they're going to play. We know what he's going to play. We know what Wardell's going to play, yada, yada, yada. But we give, because of, you know, our banter, our, you know, our chemistry when we talk and interact with each other, and then some of the artists who calls in and hangs out with us, we try to give a different perspective, and again, that word again, a different panache to the show, so we don't want it to feel stale. So if for any listeners out there or anyone that's on the Facebook page, please let us know. Give us some suggestions on the show. Let us know what we can do and make the show better, even though, you know, it's going to be our decision at the end because we're the dictators here. No, I'm joking. But, no, we want to hear your feedback. We really do. We got about another 24 minutes left. I know you're still on the road, but do you have any words before we go into this block, Wardell?
What's that?
Do you have any words before we go into this block?
Yes, I do. I have a song that I want to play. If I could start off.
Are you cute in the system?
I think so. I'm ready to. I'm gonna try and push it and see if it works. But it's a friend of the show. We've had him on. That is Cornell Carter.
Out of the Bay.
Yeah.
Out of the Bay.
Yes. Yes. I love this song. I wish I wrote it. I can't write everything that's good, though. But I wish
you can. You can't write everything. You're being greedy, man. You're being greedy. It's not fair.
Yeah. My nickname is Avaricious. but I got to tell you guys, I love this song. This guy really, I think that, I don't know, it should be big. This song is great. He sang it great. It's just got, and I love the message in it. The name of the song is I See Love. And it is like, oh my God, I see love. In other words, when I see you, I see love. And it's just amazing.
Do you have enough strength? Let me ask you this. I don't mean to cut you off. Do you have enough strength to do the whole block? That's the question. What the people want to know.
Yeah. Let me tell you why. Because I'm not moving. I'm sitting still. It's a rush hour traffic. but listen, I got my wife is driving. Can drive, and I can just play a couple songs. So but I got to make sure I have enough reception for it to work. Right, it's all the technology. It's all about technology right now because I'm willing. I'm ready, willing, and able.
Well, the floor is yours, my brother.
All right, guys. Well, let's go.
When I see you, I see love.
at you and wonder why would you even wanna stay? When all he do is lie to you, make you cry every other day. Whoa. How many times have you said I'll be damned before I take him back? Yeah. But then you take him back again.
Ooh.
Minutes left, of course. I got Wardell hanging out with me, man. That was a great block, man. You kicked butt. You kicked bootay on that one. I know you played LaVell in the, I think that's the second song, but man, do you remember, can you do the recap for the listeners?
Well, Carnell Carter was the busy,
yeah,
know,
started off the block,
that was,
yeah,
we started off, and then LaVell, and then the great Carrie Kit Taylor right there. You know, and she caught, it caught up. And so those are three artists that we had the honor and the pleasure of interviewing and supporting their careers. And we want them to know that we will always, we will continue to support your career. And that we know that they're putting out new music and everything. But some songs, you know, you just fall in love with it. And I fell in love with those three songs from those three artists. And we have plenty more where that came from. And if you want to go and, you know, you can go to any of the platforms and buy their music and support their careers, because I think that they are worthy of some good, I mean, their music is good. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you like their music, you know, what, 99 cents? Come on. So go check them out, guys. We appreciate
it. Carrie Taylor, I mean, just, you know, of course, LaVell and Cornell. I mean, just an amazing group of people. Again, we were lucky and blessed enough to have each and every each of them on the show. And I love, of course, Carrie Taylor. She called in. Actually, she was going to co-host with me one Thursday, and I guess she, you know, she had other plans. I think something that came up, but hey, the offer is still. Hey, I extend the offer to all of them. To be honest with you, but I love the fact that we have artists that are willing to, you know, that call and do the interview, but everything is so genuine, and we ask them to come back on the show just to hang out. hey, 9 times out of 10, they're out, they're there. They're there to hang out with. I mean, think about, shout out to Denise Wilkinson, of course. Shout out to the ladies of Sky, period. I mean, Denise, you know, call and hang out with us, and it's you know, she just likes hanging. We love hanging out with her. She likes hanging out with us. And that's how genuine you want this to be. You don't want to talk about any nonsense, any, you know, whatever turmoil people are going through. You don't want to try to be this shock jock. I could never, that's never been my MO when it came to, you know, people, there's a lane for that. There's people who do that. That's fine, but that's just not me. You know, I don't care about your gun charge. I don't care about, you know, this or whatever, you know, and the domestic violence and all of that, whatever. You know, I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not mentioning anybody out there. I'm just saying, generally speaking, that's not how we roll here at Solar Records Radio. And I think that's the beauty of, you know, that's the beauty of having artists that love to come on the show. And again, while we watch their career and we respect their career, they respect Wardell's and you know, like my career. But no, they respect your career and what you've done. Yeah. So,
oh, they respect you. Yeah. They respect you. I hear that stuff. So they love you.
I appreciate. I was kind of fishing for that, but no. Seriously, thank you. Lot of people.
Also, don't forget about Joanne from the
Mary Jane Girl,
she hangs out too.
Yes, JoJo calls and hangs out with us. And shout out to JoJo, man, and she's just an amazing, beautiful sister, still out there doing it, man. Big fan of hers ever since I was a kid, you know. And you know, it's just great. It's just a great feeling to have.
I got a crush,
you know,
on you.
Oh, the Jets! Shout out to the Jets, all the groups of the Jets, all the iterations of the Jets. Shout out to them. shout out to Rudy. We had Rudy, Heine, and Leroy on about a year ago, and we had, just an absolute ball with them. So, but man, I'm a big fan. Yes, tomorrow. Tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m.
Oh,
you got you.
Yeah.
And then 8 to 10, you got me.
It's so much fun, man. Just going down memory lane, and yeah, you might know what I'm going to play because hello, I play the songs that I love, and I look forward to playing them on that day. And so we're gonna have a lot of fun. So every once in a while, I'll trick you up, and I'll go on Don's stash and play some of his stuff. But, you know, and he does the same thing.
Yeah. He likes going to my stage all the time, man. He likes going there all the time.
So, yeah, it's all good. You know, and so we're gonna have a good time. So you guys tune in tomorrow for the Thursday. We only got about 3 minutes left, Don. 4 minutes left in this show.
Hey, again, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for hanging out with me, you know, as I steer this ship for Wardell. Of course, Wardell is down there in Louisiana doing his thing. So, but we're going to go ahead and close out with right about 3:45 left, and the song is 3:45, so it's perfect timing. Closing out a little Robert Glasper Experiment, featuring your girl, Jilly from Philly, Jill Scott, calls for Wardell Posse Jr. I'm Don Fleming. We'll see you guys tomorrow on Throwback Thursday. Until then, you have a great Wednesday, and thank you for tuning in and hanging out with us. Good night, guys.
Good night.